Watch. Today is Monday, June 22nd. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri's attorney general isn't giving up after a court found several restrictions on abortion violated a 2024 constitutional amendment.
The ruling marks a legal victory for abortion rights advocates like leaders at Planned Parenthood. In most cases, Judge Zhang ruled in favor of abortion rights groups and against the state government's arguments that the law should be enforced. The court also pulled a requirement that anyone getting an abortion see a doctor in person twice and at least 72 hours apart. Another requirement that the first dose of an abortion pill be taken in front of the prescribing doctor was also pulled. Other rules, like a requirement that patients see a doctor in person to confirm things like gestational age and rule out an ectopic pregnancy, remain in effect. Attorney General Catherine Hanaway says she will appeal Thursday's ruling, calling it a Pandora's box that will make women in Missouri, quote, pay the price. Ivy Lyons, KMOX News.
Voters will be asked to approve a measure undoing the 2024 amendment this fall. St. Louis County voters could get another crack at a tax they already turned down.
And it's not the online sales tax. The county council is moving to put a senior services property tax on the November ballot, 5 cents per $100 of assessed valuation to pay for programs serving residents 60 and older. Voters narrowly rejected the same idea a decade ago. At their latest meeting, watchdog Tom Sullivan told council members not to bother asking.
A council press release in March said this: voters are unlikely to support new taxes until the county demonstrates tangible administrative improvement and fiscal discipline. Not only are they unlikely to support new taxes, they shouldn't. Not when dysfunctional is a word most often used to describe county government.
Backers see it differently. Seniors Count estimates the tax would raise about $15 million a year, handed out as grants by an independent board. The council still needs to give the measure final approval before it can go to the ballot. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Gravois Avenue was the most dangerous road last year in St. Louis City. That's according to TrailNet's State of Our Streets report, which was released today. The report shows 23 motor vehicle crashes occurred on Gravois last year, resulting in 19 injuries and 4 deaths. An arterial road remains dangerous for pedestrians, with nearly 85% of pedestrian and 66% of cyclist fatalities occurring on arterial roads. Average gas prices in the St. Louis region, 16.5 cents cheaper today than they were last week. Today's average price per gallon sits at $3.81 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's almost 57 cents cheaper than a month ago, but 83 cents higher than a year ago. Missouri's overall average price per gallon sits at $3.62. Illinois comes in at $4.13. The 2026 tornado count already breaking records in Illinois. Haley Hansen has more.
A week after a tornado outbreak moved through the state, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration data shows Illinois is, once again, leading the nation for its twister count. So far this year, the state's recorded more than 160 tornadoes. Mississippi has the second highest count, with just half of Illinois' total. The NOAA numbers also mean Illinois already beat its previous record of 142 tornadoes set 2 years ago.
At least two tornadoes ripped through Dixon, Illinois last night. According to the Jefferson County Sheriff, two people are dead, five more transported to the hospital following those storms. The St. Louis Health Department says its statistics show dog attacks in the city have been flat in recent years, but is there an issue with reporting?
St. Louis City Animal Regulation Supervisor Kristen Zellin tells KMOX a large portion of their reports come from urgent cares, not victims or witnesses, which would only include attacks on humans. This also skews their numbers, showing where the dog bites were reported.
Ward 5, which is our highest reported ward, also has a lot more urgent cares, and we get most of those reports from the urgent cares.
Zellin says humans can sometimes be hesitant to report out of fear of retaliation, but says their reporting is anonymous. She adds they find very few dog attacks come from strays. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A piece of St. Louis history changing hands. O'Connell's Pub, which opened in the legendary Gaslight Square in 1962 before moving to Shaw Avenue, has been sold. John Parker Jr., who took over from his father, says what hit him hardest when he stepped in was how much the place already meant to people.
Those kind of stories made me realize I have a real responsibility here. This isn't just about operating a pub. You know, this is about preserving memories for thousands of people. I mean, it never stops.
Parker spent almost 2 years finding a buyer. The deal expected to close early next year, and he will keep running O'Connell's until then. He says the new owners, a group from the St. Louis area, plan to keep it as it's always been.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX news team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.